Hello and welcome to Research Roundup, brought to you by the Primary Care Collaborative Cancer Clinical Trials Group, PC4. I'm Christy Milley, and each month we'll be looking at what's new in cancer in primary care research, and I'll be talking to authors of recent publications and presentations.
I'm Spellsale, and I'm a member of the PC4 Scientific Committee, and I'm also on the organising committee of the Cancer in Primary Care Conference, CAPRI, that's coming to Melbourne on April 17 to 19. So today we're speaking with Alison Drozdowski, or Ali, from the University of Melbourne. Ali is a PhD candidate and health services researcher with a background in quantitative research methods and biostatistics. Her research interests include investigating timely cancer diagnosis through use of linked datasets. Welcome, Ali. Could you explain that you'll be presenting at CAPRI in April?
Thanks, Sabelle. I'll be presenting on some of the work I did as part of my PhD, which was two parts. It was a systematic review of methods that are used when we do research in the time before diagnosis and treatment, and also a novel kind of meta-analysis called a dose-response meta-analysis.
And we're really excited to hear particularly your prize talk that is looking at the systematic review that you conducted. So perhaps can you tell us a bit more about why it's an important piece of research for primary care and cancer?
Yeah, the systematic review of methods was done because the field has been around for a really long time. People are constantly interested in whether how long something takes in the diagnostic and treatment pathway has an effect on outcomes like survival or stage of disease. It's become especially topical during the last few years with COVID and increasing burden on the healthcare system. But we consistently see in the literature a finding of no association between those two things. And we also see consistently people saying that the methods that are used in this field are very diverse. They may be actually impacting our ability to see a true association if one existed. So there seemed to be a real need for a comprehensive assessment of the methodological issues in the field. There have been lots of things presented in parts across different papers, but we thought a systematic approach to really gather all of the different considerations together was really warranted in the field.
And so can you tell us a few of the key things that you found in the papers that use these sorts of methods? And more importantly, if you can narrow it down to the one thing that you'd really love cancer researchers in this field to stop doing.
Yeah, and certainly the one thing that I would ask people to stop doing is our paper is not the first to suggest this. It's reported a lot that this should not be done, and that is to categorize or dichotomize time as a measure of interest. So we're talking about the time between two events. We're definitely not the first to say, please don't do this. It's really commonly reported, not just in this specific field, but also across the statistical literature. If something's inherently a continuous variable, it should be treated as such. But really, the problem with doing that, and the reason why it's such a big issue, is that the relationship between time and outcomes is not a straight line. It's not linear. And that's true for many different intervals and many different diseases. So I was focusing on colorectal cancer, but it's true for a bunch of different cancers, and honestly, probably for a lot of different diseases in general. And so if we do something quite simple like dichotomizing or categorizing, we're really reducing our ability to see associations. And that has probably led to why the field as a whole says there's no association. And you often see people say, we've found no association, but that's almost certainly because of the style of the research or how the research was done. So it's a known limitation. And so, yeah, that would probably be the number one recommendation. And we've started to see in the last decade or so methods that allow you to analyze the data in that way come forward. And there's been some great papers that show the different methods you can use, because I think the assumption is that keeping it as a category is just easier to analyze, easier to understand. But unfortunately, it has led to a very big research gap for this field. There's a concept known as the waiting time paradox, which is that poor outcomes are seen with very short times and very long times. But I like to joke that the real paradox in the area is that for the longest time, we've been saying there's no association between time and outcomes, when I think everyone intrinsically knew in their kind of researcher heart that that's probably not true. And it was due to the methods that were being used.
Well, I'm sure that our attendees at CAPRI can look forward to many more plays on words like that from you. Okay, so what is next for this project from you?
Well, selfishly, the reason I did this project in the first place is because I do a lot of data work, both in my PhD and in my other job, and I'm always very interested in the best ways to do that. So I find things like methodological reviews incredibly helpful to guide me in my work. So I use the results of this systematic review, and I hope other people can as well, to help us make choices when we're doing projects of our own. So when I start doing work, looking at the association between intervals of time in the Australian context, we have large Victorian data sets to do that. I know, based on previous work and best practice, what decisions I should be making. Because a lot of the work that we do in this field is observational, we have to make a lot of choices, we have to justify those choices. And so having comprehensively assessed the entire field, it makes it a lot easier for us to kind of work out what best practices we should be using going forward, so that the evidence we produce about Victorian cancer patients has a really valid and reliable kind of method behind it.
Thanks so much, Ellie, and looking forward to seeing you at Capri.
Thanks for having me, Savelle.
Thanks for downloading Research Roundup produced by PC4. You can access the articles and other information in our show notes. Please let us know what you think about this episode by emailing us at info@pc4tg.com.au or keep in touch via Twitter, where you'll find us at PC4TG. And there's also our website, which is pc4tg.com.au.